Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I'm excited to have Jim Kimo West back on my show as a guest today. During today's show, you'll get to hear a beautiful song titled Slackers in Paradise, which is the title song from Jim's new album, which is being released today. Join us for 30 minutes of inspiration to believe in your dreams and encouragement to live your music in your own unique ways. Hello, Jim. Are you there?
Aloha, Margot. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. Aloha.
I second that.
Oh, I love that word. I just love hearing the word aloha. I love the word mahalo, too. Those are two of my favorite words of all time.
Absolutely. They're the best.
Well, I just wanted to say that I am so excited to have you back on the show, and I just loved meeting you back in 2012 when Dudley and Xander and I were on Maui for a bunch of celebrations, and a friend took us to see you and George play, and that picture that I have on Facebook right now for the people that are Facebook friends, it was taken with you and George, and I got to hold George's Grammy. It was the first and only time so far that I've ever held a Grammy, and that was they're actually not very heavy.
No, they're really just props, I think. But, yeah, that's a wonderful show for the listeners who haven't been to Maui to see that show. It's called the Slack Key Show, and it's been going on now for more than 10 years. George Kahumoko is the host and his wife Nancy, and they've been bringing lots of great, you know, Hawaiian slack key and Hawaiian music to Maui for, like I say, over 10 years. And it's just, the setting is just amazing, isn't it? It's just the most beautiful place. Napili Kai Resort on Napili Bay there on Maui. It's just one of the most beautiful locations on the island. It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. And, you know, it's so funny because when we've stayed on Maui, we've always been down on Kahanapali Beach. And so we hadn't been up there. And luckily, since this friend said, oh, I want to take you to see these guys play, we got to meet you both, got to hear the songs, and one of the things that I love the most about Hawaii, actually, is the music. I love the sound of the music. I also love the sound of the waves and waterfalls and people laughing and all the, you know, fun sounds that you hear. But, you know, the Hawaiian music, just hearing that when you're going through the hotel or sometimes when you're even in a restaurant or wherever you are, there's this Hawaiian music, and I remember thinking a long time ago being there, well, which ones do I want to buy, you know, because I don't really know anything about it. And so, you know, at first it was, somebody told me about Iz, and so I got some of his music, and I really liked that. And now I'm so excited, though, for our listener, my listeners, to hear your new song from your new album. And I love the album cover art, the Slackers in Paradise, the illustration. So much fun.
Well, it's a very colorful cover, and it was shot, the photography was done by Robin Von Swank, who's a great celebrity photographer here in Los Angeles, and she's was really great to work with. And the inside spread is really, really nice, too, when you open it up. It's really, really cool. But I know what you're saying, you know, getting back to the Hawaiian music, I always think that, too, and I'm in Hawaii. It's just I hear the Hawaiian music playing everywhere, and it sounds so much, to me, it sounds so much like the place, you know. Hawaiian music really sounds like Hawaii, like what you're seeing and what you're hearing and the waves and the trade winds and the ocean. It just, for some reason, Hawaiian music is one of those things that just really sounds like the place.
It's so true. And, you know, I don't know, most of it seems like it brings me in the moment. It seems like it helps me savor the moments. It's kind of soothing, and my spirit just loves it.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too, when you're here on the mainland, you play Hawaiian music, it really transports you to the islands. I mean, once you've been to Hawaii and you've experienced it and you've heard that music there, when you listen to it here, it just puts you in. It just puts you in that mood again, and it's such a you know, a blood pressure reducer. You know, it's so. You
that
know, if I'm
is
in
so
a lot
true.
Of traffic, if I'm in a lot of traffic on the freeway here in Los Angeles, I'll put on some Hawaiian music or slack key music or something, and it just, you know, the traffic all of a sudden just doesn't matter anymore. It's just, I'm just feeling the trade here, you know, feeling the trade winds and hearing that lovely Hawaiian music. It's something that is very, very relaxing to me, you know.
Me too. And, you know, one of the things people think I'm, and a lot of times on Facebook, even relatives will go, oh, you're on Maui again? And I'm going, no, I'm just on Maui in my mind, you know, because I've got pictures of Maui from the past or whatever. You know, some of the people think I'm there like all the time or every other week or whatever. But it just, you know, even seeing the pictures, hearing the music, like you said, it just reminds me to savor my present moments, to be in the moment, and not to be rushing all the time like people do.
Exactly.
Especially
you know, you got to have
on
some. You have to live on island time at least some of the time. You know, you've got to not worry about so much and just say, like you say, savor the moment. And that's, you know, that is really the Hawaiian style. It's, you know, sometimes it's. You know, people move a little slower there, of course, you know, because, you know, it's just a lower stress environment. People don't get as uptight over there. And you can see why. I mean, it's such a beautiful place. And you know, you're surrounded by all the stuff that really is important, you know, beautiful nature and a lot of friendly people, a lot of aloha spirit. So, you know, that stuff is very important. And, you know, just savoring Hawaii while you're here on the mainland, whether it's through music or pictures or, you know, your photos from your past trips or stuff, you know, that helps you kind of, like you said, helps you kind of reconnect with that aloha, the aloha spirit.
Well, I remember reading an article years ago, and probably the first time we went to Maui was Hawaii at all, but Maui was 1982 for our honeymoon. And I remember reading an article in a magazine, I think it was that later that summer, that was talking about how in order to really enjoy the vacation the most in your real life, to bring parts of your vacation into your real life. So some of the things that you liked from that, like you said, the music, the pictures, going for walks. I love going for walks on Maui. You know, just different things that you're able to bring into your current life. Or even maybe pineapple or papaya or mango or something, you know. But
sure.
it brings you back to those joyful feelings that you were having during the vacation.
Absolutely. Like sometimes, every once in a while, I'll find some really good Hawaiian papayas in a market. Not very often, but sometimes you'll find some really good Hawaiian papayas. And when I'm in Hawaii, I always like to have a fresh papaya in the morning. It's like the first thing I eat. And
I do too.
When I find some good ones here on the mainland, some really good Hawaiian ripe papayas, I'll bring it home and I'll have it for breakfast, and it's just like I just feel like I'm back in the islands.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, listen, I want to hear more about your new album, and I'd like you to tell us a little bit about Ken Emerson also, because this album's not just you, it's also him, and I don't really know anything about him yet. And then I'd like to, after you tell us a little bit briefly about him and a little bit about the album, I'd like to play the song that's the title song for the show, Slackers in Paradise.
Sure.
So. Yeah, so after you tell me a little bit about Ken, then we'll talk a little bit about the song, and then I'll play it, and we'll talk about the song some more after the song.
Oh, sure. Well, the title, you know, we went with a little bit of a humorous concept for the record, because when we play together, we have a lot of fun, and we there's a lot of jokes and a lot of stories, and we just have a great time playing together. Slackers is sort of a, you know, multiple-meaning term. I mean, in Hawaii, it really means somebody who plays slack key guitar. It's like a slang for, you know, for people who play Hawaiian slack key guitar. They call them slackers. But, of course, here on the mainland, it can has a different meaning. So Slackers
yeah.
in Paradise sort of conjures up a kind of a Jimmy Buffett kind of a vibe. But the music on the
True.
Record is a mix of – it's all instrumental, and it's a mix of what we call Hawaiian folk, like traditional Hawaiian, with a lot of other musical influences that Hawaiian music has had over the years, and especially some old-time influences like ragtime, blues, jazz, and there's even a polka on the record. And as a special guest, my my musical tour mate, Weird Al Yankovic, plays accordion on that song, actually. So we have a cameo by a very famous artist on that song. But anyway,
a Weird Al plays the accordion. That is a visual for me.
Well, that's his instrument. He's always played accordion. But he we're on tour, of course, just finished a 4-month tour, and I've been playing with Al for many years. But I had him play accordion on that one track, which was just perfect because it's a polka, and Al's known for his polkas.
Well, one of the things I do really want to see him perform, and you perform with him sometime. And I know our son Xander's extremely excited about the Festival Supreme that's coming up in October 29th at the Shrine at USC. He said, and he's got his tickets already. He says this is the third time he's gone, and the third time they've had it there. And he says that it's the first time though that Weird Al and you have been there.
Yes, we've
festival.
Been invited a number of times, but we haven't been able to make it. So the whole band will be playing. It won't be quite as long a set as we do in our normal tour, but it should be a lot of fun. A lot of, great comedy music celebrities there. Usually it's Jack Black and Reggie Watts, and I don't know if Reggie's going to be there this year, but I think Flight of the Conchords and people like that. So
that
it should be a
wonderful.
Lot of fun. But anyway, getting back to the record, I was going to say this is a duet CD. Ken Emerson and I have been friends for quite a while. I've known Ken. He grew up in Hawaii on Oahu and then lived on Kauai for many years. And I met Ken probably in around 2000, I think. I was over there on Kauai, and I was in the hotel lounge, and he was playing, and I was just really astounded by playing, and so I ended up meeting Ken, and we were friends for quite a long time, and stayed in touch, but we'd never played together until a few years ago, and by that point he had moved to the Bay Area, and we were, in contact, and we thought, we got to play together sometime. So the Hawaiian Slack Key Guitar Festival, Southern California Slack Key Guitar Festival, was coming up, and I talked to the promoter about maybe inviting Ken, and he said, well, how about, maybe you guys should do a duet as performance for the Slack Key Festival. And I, asked Ken, and he was up for it. So he came down, and we had one gig before the festival, because we had never played together before. So I set up a gig in Santa Barbara at a really nice place called Soho. And we showed up and sound check, and we talked about what we might play, and we just played the entire show completely unscripted, and we didn't even play what we were talking about playing. It was completely off the cuff, just pulling songs out of our hats, and it was a fabulous show. We had a wonderful time, and then we were all ready to play the festival a couple of days later.
That's so cool. And you know what it shows? It shows that you guys were in spirit. It wasn't your egos going, oh, well, we have to play this song and then this song and then this song or whatever. Your spirit was going, ooh, let's play this one.
Yeah. And, a lot of Hawaiian songs, people know, they're like standards. So we can, hey, well, this one, sure, what key? And we had the best time. We had the greatest time. And people were going, my God, it sounds like you guys have been playing for years. And I said, well, this is it. This is the first time we played together.
It's just meant to be. That's what it is. We're already halfway through the show, and so I want to make sure that we have time to play the song Slackers in Paradise, which is the title song.
Yeah.
There's 16 songs on there. I'm so excited to get the CD.
Yeah,
listen to it in my car, like you were saying.
We recorded so many songs over the, you know, a few different sessions, and it was so hard to, you know, to cut out songs. It was like, so we ended up making it a fairly long CD because we were just couldn't bring ourselves to cut out so many songs.
Well,
we
I'm excited. I am so excited to get it. Anyway, I'm going to play the song now, and we can talk about it a little after. It's 3 minutes, 53 seconds, and Slackers in Paradise from Jim Chemo West and Ken Emerson's new album. Love that song, Jim.
Well, thank you so much, Margo. It's definitely got the Hawaiian back porch sound.
My husband Dudley peeked in and he said, "Who's playing the banjo?" He wants to know who's playing the banjo.
I play the banjo in there. Yeah. I'm not really a banjo player, but you know, I can fake it.
Well, I think you did well enough or he wouldn't have even wondered.
Well, Ken was playing the acoustic steel guitar, which is an old, what they call an old National Resophonic guitar from the, like, probably 1928, I believe. So, you know, he's really a master at this old style of steel guitar playing. This was back when steel guitar first started, probably in the early turn of the century, maybe 1910, 1920. Mm-hmm. Steel guitar was really an outgrowth of slack key guitar. Slack key guitar is a guitar that's tuned to an open chord. And around the turn of the century, a young man named Joseph Keikuku, had a guitar on his lap, tuned in slack key tuning, and I guess he dropped a knife on it or something, and it slid down the strings and created a sliding sound. And he thought, oh, that's interesting. So he took the knife or a piece of metal or a piece of steel. Eventually he got this made of steel bar, and he started mm-hmm. sliding on the strings, and that was the beginning of steel guitar. And then in the early days, back in the 20s, a company here in on the mainland started making these resonator guitars. They were built out of metal, and they had sort of a mechanical, almost like a speaker in them, but of course it wasn't electronic, it was just mechanical, and mm-hmm. that was to amplify it and make it a little louder. So Ken on this track is playing one of those old steel guitars, from very old ones, and he's a master of that old Hawaiian steel guitar playing. And there were a lot of legends in those days, like Saul Ho'opii and Saul Bright, and he's really, those were the records that he learned Hawaiian music from initially. And in the 70s, Ken was on Oahu, and he was, over the years, steel guitar became electrified, and that became the modern sound of Waikiki, the electric steel guitar. Mm. And then, so by that time, the old style had kind of faded away, but Ken had learned this off of old 78s and old records. And so in the 70s, in Hawaii, on Oahu, he was like the only guy, one of the few people who really knew how to play that old style. So a lot of the old-time musicians over there, Gabby Pahinui and Mo Keali, and a lot of these famous Hawaiian musicians would have Ken play with them, because he was the only guy who could play that old style. Even though he was a Haole guy, a white guy, he had... He had devoted so much practice to emulate the sound of those old original steel guitar players. So he today in the world, I mean, I think he's probably the best in the world at that old Hawaiian steel guitar sound. He's really just really, really good at it, and very expressive player, you know. And then he plays great slack key, he plays blues, he plays incredible ukulele. There's a track on the... an original ukulele song of his called the Wairoa Ukulele Rag, which is uh-huh. just phenomenal ukulele playing. So he's a very talented guy, and it's a lot of fun to play with Ken. We have a really good time.
Oh, you know, and the thing is, when you're having fun doing it, it comes across when people are listening and watching, you know, and then the fun just kind of expands. You know, we only have 6 minutes left, and I just want to ask my questions that I ask my listeners.
Sure.
So they can be thinking about them, and then we'll talk some more. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, and it is a beautiful place. There's so many beautiful things and so many beautiful places that you can go, and so much beautiful music. And
I know. I'm so thankful to have seen so much of the world, and it's an amazing thing to if you have the opportunity. And I have had quite a lot of opportunities, because I've been a touring musician and been able to travel around the world playing music, and it's like, well, it doesn't get much better than that.
Well, you know, and it's I love I think everybody out there, like Jim Chemo West on Facebook because you post all kinds of cool pictures when you're on tour too, and they can go back and look at those. But you know, it was fun because each day we'd be going, oh, where is he going to be now and what pictures is he going to post? And, you know, it's like you were always looking for what was interesting, what was beautiful, what was fun, what you could share with us about what was joyful or happy or what you were enjoying about where you were. And so we got to experience through that.
I tried to not post too many food pictures. I think last tour I posted a lot of food pictures, and I thought, well, that's getting, you know, that's getting boring. I think I'll just not post as many food pictures.
Well, I do like seeing food pictures, but sometimes they make me hungry is the only thing. I have this one friend that's on Facebook that I really, really enjoy her, and she's always posting all these foods that look, a lot of them that look delicious, but some of them look like, oh my God, that's going to kill you if you eat that, you know?
I mean, know.
As far as calories and what
I've taken pictures of my food before, and it was so delicious. When I take the picture, I go, that doesn't look very good. I don't think I'm going to post that.
Well, you know, the good thing about taking pictures of your food is it reminds you of what you actually did eat, because a lot of us forget what we ate, you know.
Well, and also, you know, it shows that you're really, you know, that you really enjoyed it. You know, you're really, and, you know, I think when you enjoy your food and you're really, and especially if you're really grateful for it, you know, I mean, one thing I do, I mean, I try and, you know, even before I sit down and eat anything, I almost kind of sometimes just take a little second just to go, you know, I am really lucky to be eating this, because there are a lot of people who don't have this luxury, you know. So I think sometimes when you're really, you know, it's the word mahalo, gratitude in Hawaii, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you just express a little mahalo for what you're about to eat. I think the food probably, you know, even if you're eating something that's not good for you, it probably actually does you some good, because you're, you know, conscious about, you know, being thankful for it, you know. So that's something I kind of try and do.
I agree. And I read a book recently that was talking about saying thank you a lot, and mahalo and thank you, I use them both a lot. And she was talking about sprinkling, you know, taking your fingers and kind of like pretending you're sprinkling magic dust when you say thank you over the food, and
mm-hmm.
how it does change how you metabolize the food.
I believe that's true.
Yeah, it seems like it to me. Talking with you about it, it's going to remind me to do it more often, though. And you're
mm-hmm.
right about, you know, if you're willing to eat it, then hopefully it would be something you're willing to take a picture of.
Yeah.
Even if we're not going to post them on Facebook. So.
Well, I did enjoy, you know, I love when I'm on tour. In being in the band, we have, you know, we have it pretty easy, really. I mean, we usually have our days free until about 5:30, you know, before we go to the venue, and you know,
mm-hmm.
that gives me a lot of time to look around and do some sightseeing, and you know, so I always try and find something to take pictures of. I like taking pictures, and you know, I think there maybe were a couple of cities where I couldn't find anything interesting. But pretty much everywhere else, there was always something fun to take pictures of.
We're almost out of time, and I just wanted to mention that you have a lot of shows coming up, and I'm going to be posting, I'll post those in my e-newsletter, which people can sign up on my website at margojoydonator.com. But
and they can also, if they go to my website too, there should be a show page on there, and I'm going to be updating that shortly too.
Yeah, jimchemowest.com.
Right.
Jim, and then KIMOWEST.com.
Right.
So go
and
to that.
There's a section there for shows, and there's a little app that will show all my upcoming shows.
Cool. And then the other thing I wanted to mention before I forget too, though, is that they on Amazon.com and also on CD Baby, people can hear samples of the songs, and they can order the CD, and they can or they can download the songs individually.
And it's also on iTunes, and then
mm-hmm.
also I have the CD at called Mele.com, MELE.com, and that's Hawaii's
mm-hmm.
sort of online music retailer. So right now it's at Mele.com, Amazon, CD Baby, and iTunes right now.
Oh, and I am so excited to have you on. And we're going to lose our live audience in just a second. So mahalo for being on the show. And mahalo.
Well,
for
thank you, Margo. It's always a pleasure. It's always fun to talk. And I can't wait to see you again on Maui. Now, I'm going to be playing there again at Uncle George's on October 26th and also November 2nd with Ken Emerson. That's our CD release show. So just come on over, hop on a plane, and join us.
Oh, boy, would I love to. Well, we're hoping to be there next year in 2017 to celebrate a whole bunch of big celebrations.
Oh,
probably in late summer. But,
perfect.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll see you over there then. Thank you so
much.
Well, awesome.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, bye for now, everyone. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.